As Andy said, our scripture lesson today is going to be one familiar to you, the story of David and Goliath, found in 1 Samuel in various verses of chapter 17. And as we often say to you, anytime you hear a familiar story, listen with new ears to hear what message God might have for you in this reading of scripture. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle, and there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not servants of Saul?" And the Philistine said, "Today I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man that may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with a keeper, took the provisions, and went as Jesse had commanded him. He came to the encampment as the army was going forth to the battle line, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up for battle, army against army. David left the things in charge of the keeper of the baggage, ran to the ranks, and went and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, the champion, the Philistine Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before, and David heard him. David said to Saul, "Let no one's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine." Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are just a boy, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth. And if it turned against me, I would catch it by the jaw, strike it down, and kill it. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God." David said, "The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of this Philistine." So Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi and put them in his shepherd's bag and in the pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine came on and drew near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." When the Philistine drew nearer to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God.
That the boat was already being swamped, but he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And then the wind ceased, and there was dead calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" For the Word in creation, for the Word in Scripture, and for the Word within us, thanks be to God. There are storms and giants in the world today. Climate change, pandemic, racism, nationalism, authoritarianism, corporatism, massive migrations of refugees, religious fundamentalism, the list goes on. There are storms and giants in the world today. To be blunt, any one of these dynamics is a daunting challenge, but coming together the way they are in our world today is monumentally frightening. Within these larger storms around us, the normal challenges of living, like family relations, friends, work, food, shelter, clothing, are all intensified to the point that we can't even begin to address the big storms and giants. We end up saying, I've got enough of my own problems. I can't even think about that. And into our current dilemma come two ancient, fanciful, even magical stories of overcoming giants and storms. Now, first, we need to realize that neither the story of David and Goliath nor of Jesus calming the sea are literal paradigms for us. Let's be realistic. The evidence of human history is filled with millions of small people crushed by imperial power and countless casualties in storms on the sea and on the land. These are not stories that just tell us we can recite a magic formula and everything will be okay. Nor that there will be a magical presence from somewhere else come in and make everything all right immediately. That's not the point of these stories. So why do we even continue to tell these stories when on our television screens and our computer screens, we see that rocks and bottles bounce off of armored soldiers and vehicles? We see that pious prayers fail to halt raging hurricanes, floods, and fires. Why do we even continue to tell these stories? Well, we tell these stories because at their core isn't magic, but rather a universal truth that little things make a difference in life. It sounds so quaint and perhaps even naive, but it is true. The quality of life for each human, animal, and plant on this earth, regardless of the length of that life, is dependent on its immediate nurture. What really makes a difference in our lives are the little things. How we treat each other. How we treat creation determines the quality of our lives, even within the turmoil of much larger dynamics. That's why we can go on with our daily lives relatively safe and peaceful when other things are in such turmoil. But the first step to overcoming giants and storms is in our own lives. We can't just rest in this dynamic that we can take care of ourselves while the big things are happening elsewhere and otherwise. Those changes must be addressed. Those challenges must be faced, but it begins within us. It's how we treat ourselves first that determines how we treat others and how we treat creation. At the center of the David and Goliath story is the calm assurance of a boy who has overcome adversity before, giving him the courage to face the current challenge. And at the very core of Jesus' presence is peace. Peace so deep within him that he can say with authority, "Peace be with you. Peace be still." It begins within each and every one of us. We have just experienced one of the most tumultuous years in our lifetime. And I don't think that is an overstatement. And it's not over. It's not even over for us, but especially it's not over for millions of people in other poorer parts of the world. I just heard a staggering statement recently that more people have died from COVID in the world since the 1st of January of this year than died all of last year. That's how much alive this pandemic still is on this earth. In just over a year, 600,000 Americans have died. Do the math on that. That's more people have died than have died in every war that this country has ever fought, if we leave out the Civil War. 600,000 people. 33.5 million cases have been confirmed. Globally, there have been 3.86 million deaths and 178 million confirmed cases. This has been a tumultuous year, and it continues to be. During this time, there have been and continue to be countless acts of sacrificial service, compassion, community, friendship, mutual grieving. As separate as we have been, we have come together in ways that we have never come together before. And yes, there have also been lies and misinformation and deception and power struggles and greed and denial that could have prevented much of the suffering and death. The little things matter. But from the beginning and even before and continuing still, scientists have been quietly and steadily at work in laboratories around the world. While politicians ranted and raved about doing this and that in laboratories around the world, scientists were going to work every day for long days and working in laboratories developing vaccines, different vaccines in different places in the world from different laboratories. Thousands of volunteers agreed to participate in test groups for these vaccines. Logistics and health experts figured out distribution systems as best they could. And all of this going on within the noise of politicians taking credit and trying to control it. But these people kept doing the little things every day. Thousands upon thousands of small, dedicated acts have brought and are bringing hope at least to one of these giant storms that we're facing today. And even still, large numbers of people who can are not getting the vaccine. And the world still needs millions of doses. Small things make a difference. Small things like going to any corner drugstore and getting a simple shot. And joining the millions who already have in order to put a stop to this horrible disease. The same way that the global community has done with other diseases. Just like David, we know we can do it because we've done it before. There's a little phrase in the gospel reading this morning that I never really noticed it there before, I have to say. But as soon as I did, it kept jumping off the page at me, and I could not get my attention away from it. Jesus says, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And here's the phrase. Other boats were with him. I don't think I've ever even noticed that little phrase. Other boats were with him. Jesus and his disciples were not the only ones caught up in that storm. There were other terrified people on that water. And when Jesus said, "Peace be still," their fears were calmed as well. yet most likely totally oblivious to the small act of peace behind their relief. There's a famous line from a famous play by Tennessee Williams, "The Streetcar Named Desire." And Blanche DuBois says, "I have always depended on the kindness of strangers." This is truer than ever in our world today. We all depend on the smallest acts of kindness, compassion, courage, generosity, responsibility, shared among humanity, known and unknown, because somewhere this very moment, a small act is taking place that is helping us. And sometime this day, we can do a small act that will help others. Because we are all on the sea together. And there were other boats with him. Does anybody ever read our church sign? We kept the same message up there for about 3 months. Did have a few people say, "Are you ever going to change that sign?" But for a long time, we used to have the message that says, "One human family." We changed the sign this week, by the way, so you might want to read it when you leave. Because it says at the bottom, "We are all one with creation." We're all in this together, my friends. And we cannot afford, as humanity, on the only home we have, to think that some magical event is going to make everything okay. Because the mighty acts of God that we often refer to in Scripture are not magic, nor are they supernatural, even though they may be told in such a manner. The raw truth is that behind each and every mighty act of God are the small things. The small things of simply being truly human. Just as the Scriptures, and especially Jesus, lead us to be. Amen. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage. That's a great hymn, isn't it? Have you ever read the footnotes in the hymnal on that hymn? I know you don't have hymnals in the pew right now. That hymn was written by Harry Emerson Fosdick, famous preacher. He wrote it in 1930. 1930, the Great Depression, the rise of fascism, Nazism, authoritarianism. Overwhelming challenges in the world. But humanity went through them. It wasn't easy. It was ugly. It was violent. It was tragic. But we've been through these things before. And we can go through these things again. And some of you lived through those times. And you remember the little things that people had to do in order to make big things happen. We're in that situation again today. So let me just stop with one simple challenge. People often say, "You don't give us anything to do in your sermons." Well, here you go. If you haven't gotten your vaccine, get it. If you know somebody who hasn't gotten their vaccine, for God's sake, beg them, plead with them. We are in this together, and these are the simple things we all need to be doing. We need to lay aside this nonsense of politics when it comes to taking care of the health of the world. So there's your charge. Go to the corner drugstore and make a difference. Amen.